This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. For Pentecost Friday, first posted June 13, 2008, Isaiah 58:6-12. The service God desires, paraphrase, the service that God desires is not ritual fasting, but breaking the bonds of wickedness and release of the oppressed. God wants us to share our food with the hungry, our homes with the homeless, and to clothe the naked. We should not hide ourselves from the human needs around us. When we practice kindness and justice, we will have the light of righteousness, we will have healing and righteousness, and the glory of God will be with us. Then, when we call upon the Lord, He will hear and answer us. If we remove oppression, contempt and wickedness from among us and make an effort to relieve the hungry and afflicted, then our gloom will be lifted from us. Then the Lord will guide us and bless us with good things, and give us health and strength. We will be like a watered garden, like a spring which never stops flowing. Then our foundations will be restored and our ancient ruins will be rebuilt. We will be known as repairers and restorers. Commentary: Faith is obedient trust. If we want the Lord to heal, restore and bless us, we must begin to live according to His word. God is Lord whether we acknowledge Him or not, but God is not obligated to be all that a good, loving, all-powerful God implies, unless we are willing to be His obedient, trusting people. Jeremiah 7:23, Ezekiel 11:20, Leviticus 26:3, Leviticus 26:12. See also Jeremiah 11:4-5. God deals with us with kindness and justice, and He expects us to deal with others the same way. God has blessed us with so many blessings in this world, but He intends them to be blessings for all to share equally. God does not desire ritual or sacrifice. He desires kindness, justice, and obedience to His word. How we treat the least of our neighbors, the poor and the powerless, indicates our spiritual condition. We want freedom, justice and opportunity for ourselves, but do we work to ensure that others have them too? If we want the Lord to hear and answer us, we must be willing to hear and obey Him. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14.